And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The president of the American Medical Association was just caught on undercover video admitting he has absolutely no idea what he's talking about when it comes to child gender transitions. Bobby Kamala, I hope I said that right, told whistleblower Dr. Ethan Hamm and Michigan State Representative Brad Paquette that he doesn't actually read the studies, just trusts the experts. This is the president of the AMA, folks, somebody you would hope would be an expert. Meanwhile, his own organization's journal shows the suicide rate for trans-identifying people is 75 per 100,000, not the more than half he claimed. But hey, let's not let facts get in the way when there's money to be made. And conversely, here's a story about a little medical sanity. Illinois' Advocate Healthcare just became the latest hospital system to stop prescribing gender drugs to minors after Trump's executive order. They're joining Yale, Kaiser Permanente, Children's Hospital Los Angeles, and others who suddenly discovered their medical ethics when federal funding was on the line. The Trump administration is now backing Senator Marsha Blackburn's legislation that would ban the procedures nationwide and let kids sue their mutilators for up to 25 years after turning 18. Attorney General Pam Bondi called it what it is, protecting children from mutilative medical procedures that fly in the face of basic biology. Over in Kenya, a judge just ordered the government to create a Transgender Protection Rights Act after awarding $7,700 to a gender-confused man who claimed his rights were violated in prison. Colombia just appointed a man as the Deputy Minister of Women, and they're calling it historic and inclusive. You really can't make this stuff up. I mean, this is what happens when words lose all meaning and biological reality just becomes optional. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court just blocked the president from deporting suspected members of a Venezuelan gang, claiming waves of illegal immigrants don't constitute an invasion under the Alien Enemies Act. Judges are now making themselves the arbiters of national security, while gang members from other countries who've committed kidnappings, murders, and rapes, well, they get to stay. And in Oregon, because 2025 hasn't been weird enough already, a middle school principal has banned hugging. The principal, Allison Couch, called it a virus of hugs because it is so, so bad for children who spent their entire childhood in COVID lockdowns to show any type of human affection. These are the same educators pushing gender confusion while banning the one thing that actually helps kids' emotional development. Those priorities? Well, they tell you everything you need to know. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.